State taxpayers will spend about $4.5 billion on education at all levels in the next fiscal year, an increase of about 2.5%. That funding level is still more than $1 billion below what it was just 4 years ago. To get more funding, the Arizona Education Parents Network is working to renew and make permanent a 1 cent sales tax that voters passed in 2010. Here's the network's president, Anne Eve Peterson.
What this will do is it'll renew the 1 cent that voters overwhelmingly approved in 2010, and it will dedicate those funds, 80% of them, specifically to education.
Peterson says the measure will also limit more legislative spending reductions.
It will also prevent the legislature from making any further cuts to K-12 education, so we'll be investing in education across the spectrum, K-12, vocational education, community colleges, and universities.
But some legislators aren't happy with the proposal. Here's House Appropriations Committee Chair John Kavanaugh, a Republican from the Phoenix suburb of Fountain Hills.
I'm doubly against that. First, it's not extending the current tax. The current tax gives the money to the general fund, and we're free to spend it where we need. This group is really an amalgam of special interests, and I guess those interests pretty much divvied up where the money would go.
Kavanaugh adds that the proposal calls for some of the money to go to highway spending as a way of drawing support from businesses that specialize in road construction. Peterson says in response that the effort is grassroots.
If school children are a special interest group, then yes, it is benefiting school children. This is being put forward by parents. We started this effort, we're leading this effort, and it's because people like Mr. Kavanaugh have not been doing their job. We wish this was not necessary, but they have defunded education over the past 4 years to the tune of $1 billion.
Kavanaugh acknowledges that education funding has been cut significantly and needs to be brought back up. But, he says, the state is still struggling economically and the legislature should increase funding with caution. Another legislator, Senate Minority Leader David Shapira, a Democrat, disagrees, saying the voters should step in.
This legislature clearly has not shown the political will to adequately fund education. And so if it has to go to the voters and the voters have to make the decision on behalf of the legislature, since the legislature is unwilling to come up with the political will to do it, then that's what has to happen.
Still another legislator says that the voters in doing so run the risk of usurping the legislature's constitutional authority to make appropriations. Here's Representative Chester Crandall, a Republican from Heber, who is a member of the House Education Committee.
I think one of the problems, you know, through the initiative process, people think they're doing a good thing by going out and passing those kind of things. One of the things that I have a fear in this one is that it ties the legislature's hands.
Peterson counters that the legislature is required to fund public education and isn't doing so adequately. She says the initiative is needed to ensure appropriate funding.
And you know, the public does not trust the legislature to adequately fund education. In a poll that we did, 75% of voters said they had no confidence that the legislature would invest in education as revenues increased, as our economy improves. And in fact, the budget that was just passed reflects that.
For that simple reason, Peterson says, her organization began the ballot initiative effort. The group has gathered 90,000 signatures using 6,000 volunteers statewide. It needs another 83,000 signatures by July 5th to qualify the proposal for the November general election ballot. I'm Michael Chehock, Arizona Public Media.